I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They got right in President Trump's face. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're separating the kids. They're separating the children. Mr. President!
That's Congressman Juan Vargas joining other Democrats protesting as the president left a meeting of House Republicans last night. Before it, a congressional intern shouted at him, Mr. President, F you. As Democrats keep demanding he stop separating kids from parents prosecuted for entering the country illegally.
Do you know who the vast majority of these children are? They're not part of a family unit. These weren't children taken away from the parents.
Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Tom Holman claims,
these are children that were smuggled into this country by criminal organizations. So these parents already separated themselves.
The Republicans keep working on a legislative fix, though Democrats say the president can change the policy immediately.
So the Democrats don't want to come to the table, which leads you to the conclusion they just want a political issue come November, right?
GOP Congressman Dave Bratt says the president was supportive of their bills. Tonight, President Trump will hold a campaign rally in Minnesota. The FBI agent caught up in anti-Trump text controversy is not on the job today. Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
FBI counterintelligence agency Peter Strzok was escorted from the FBI building on Friday. Strzok had a central role in the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while serving as Secretary of State and is now being investigated by the DOJ's Inspector General for private text messages that disparaged President Trump when he was running for the White House. IG Michael Horowitz testified before a House committee yesterday.
We found the implication that senior FBI employees would be willing to take official action to impact a presidential candidate's electoral prospects to be deeply troubling.
President Trump has called Strzok a sick loser. Dave?
John, Democrats keep pointing out that bias was not a factor in the decision not to charge Hillary Clinton and add the IG report does not exonerate President Trump in the Russia probe as he claims. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The U.S. is pulling out of the U.N. Human Rights Council.
The Trump administration has threatened this move for about a year, accusing the body of not only bias against Israel, but allowing the worst human rights offenders to sit among the decision makers, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
If the Human Rights Council is going to attack countries that uphold human rights and shield countries that abuse human rights, then America should not provide it with any credibility.
Haley says if reforms happen, the U.S. will come back to the table. The move comes after the leader of the Human Rights Council on Monday blasted the Trump administration for its immigration policy. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A week after President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un, North Korea is expected to soon start returning remains of up to 200 Americans killed during the Korean War. 74 years after being killed during World War II, an American will finally be laid to rest.
At the Normandy American Cemetery in France, close to the D-Day landing beaches, six Navy officers in crisp white uniforms carry a coffin bearing the remains of Julius Peeper to be interred beside his twin brother Louis. The pair from South Dakota were killed together aged 19 in the aftermath of D-Day, but Julius's remains were only identified last year.
They're finally together again, side by side. where they should be.
Twins niece Susan Lawrence, one of a half dozen family members, attending a small military ceremony. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Some people in the Midwest are cleaning up from flooding. He's in Illinois.
I've never seen this much rain this quick in Rockford, and I've lived here since I was seven.
In Michigan, a 12-year-old boy died when flooding in his basement caused the home to collapse. Two people were killed in Wisconsin, one found on a flooded road, the other hit by a tree that fell on his camper. In parts of Colorado, a storm caused a hail that covered the ground like it was snow, somewhere the size of baseballs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, Morning News with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional, with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The closure of the Urbana Civic Center is officially set for December 31st of this year. WCCU says the Urbana City Council has given final approval to the upcoming fiscal year's budget. The budget includes cuts to equal about $600,000 in savings. A funnel cloud was spotted over Champaign County yesterday. The funnel cloud was spotted about 4 miles south of Gifford just before 12:30 p.m. The National Weather Service said the atmospheric conditions made it possible for weak rotations to form. Champaign City Council members were busy last night. They passed an ordinance banning drinking and loitering in city parking lots and metered spaces. Starting in July, drivers using those spaces won't be able to do anything not related to parking. The council also finalized construction on Bristol Place, and construction can now begin on the low-income housing, with 90 units going there. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Stephanie Pratt, the realtor of the Rocks, Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group at ESPN, give you a chance to enjoy the 2018 80s Rock Concert Series. Next up, Whitesnake, July 11. What's Northerly Island? It's in Chicago.
Okay.
See, I don't frequent rock concerts.
Okay, that might be something new.
Thanks to Larry's Limousine Service for providing transportation. Go to ESPNCU.com for details and listen to Tay and Carp for your chance to text in rock to qualify for the July 11 trip to see Whitesnake, which I presume is pretty heavy-duty rock and roll.
I believe one of their hits was Here I Come Again on My Own.
I would love to hear that if they just turned it down. Here we go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
You know, it looks like it could be where the old airport used to be or something. It's in Lake Michigan.
Called Northerly Island?
Yeah.
Okay.
That looks cool.
Cool.
Okay, so what are we doing today
weather-wise? Gonna be warm, chance of thunderstorms.
Exactly. Yeah. And essentially for the next 5 days, there's a chance of rain up towards 80 for our high and mid-60s for our low. So more bearable, at least, in the first day of summer is tomorrow. Right now we're at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, join me Friday at Value Check. It's a grocery store, cost plus food. Your ticket's going to be comparable to like a ruler or an oldie. It's just going to be a little bit less. Milk sells for 94 cents every day, plus the 10%. They add 10% when you check out, plus your tax. But so it's like a buck for milk, buck two, buck three. Eggs are 99 cents every day. Just good pricing. Really good meat department. 8-foot aisles with carpeting, so it's a little quieter. And it's where I buy the ice drink that we drink. I get it for like 75 cents each. It's really good. And I like the store. So we got with Andy, and he said, oh, why don't you come broadcast? I said, why don't you sell milk for a dime? He said, what? So if you have it in your schedule, because this is only from 7 to 9, and I have to say while supplies last, because I have no idea the kind of response we're going to get. But this is pretty unusual where you can buy a gallon of milk for 10 cents. 7 to 9 only Friday morning while I'm broadcasting. I think I'd like to set up in produce, which is a very nice, looks just like a county market. And then I'll point where the milk is. You have to go to the back of the store, it's where the milk is, and then you grab the eggs, and then you have to come take a cart because you can't. Maybe you're not going to buy 5 gallons. We would buy. I'm buying 5 gallons if there's still stuff left when I'm off the air. I hope so. And then I'll run home, put it in the fridge, and come to work. Anyway, Friday morning, 7 to 9, 10-cent gallon of milk, 10-cent dozen eggs, 5 each. You'll be able to buy 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for a dollar Friday morning during my broadcast at Value Check, Cost Plus Food, 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. Pretty sure Evan Brown is driving from Miami to save the money. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Evan Brown, Fox News ace reporter, Miami, Florida. Facial recognition freaks me out. Explain the story.
Sure. So the Customs and Border Protection folks have are field testing a new facial recognition system for people who land on international flights in the United States. They're testing it in Orlando. They're testing it at LAX. And the goal is to sort of make this an easier process. If you've ever flown internationally and you come home back to the U.S. and you get off the plane, the people don't realize you don't just get to go to bag claim and run out to your car. You usually have a very long walk to the customs checkpoint where you have to fill out paperwork and prove who you are and all this stuff. And there are systems for people who do travel regularly international to pay a fee and be able to expedite that process. But this is something that would allow a regular traveler to just stand in front of a camera and have their face scanned for recognition and cut down the amount of time they spend waiting to clear customs. And like I said, it's being tested in Orlando, and some people who flew in from London the other day got to go through the system, and they were telling reporters that they basically cleared customs in 10 to 40 seconds.
I would do it tonight. I would do it. I did pre-check. I did all the pre-check stuff, and it's so much easier. So if they want to take a peek at my face, scan away.
Right. The privacy concerns come in because if they're going to scan your face for recognition, they have to have something to compare that to. So that means your photograph is going to be stored in some kind of network that would allow these devices at every airport to be able to access that photo to compare, or if not a photo, but some kind of digital representation of your appearance that the scanner can then check against. So there are some concerns about that, and there's also concerns about the effectiveness of the system. Some security experts say it's not really 100% up yet. That it requires a lot of human intervention and human overchecking still, that eventually it won't once it gets better. But for now, it's in the testing phase.
Okay, pretty cool. I think it sounds fine. I kind of laugh when people say privacy because you give me a name, I'll show you where they live in 10 minutes. I'll give you the high school.
Yeah. We can Google map their house.
Yeah, but everything's out there, Evan. Everything, right? I mean, man.
It certainly is. And usually by people's own choosing every time they post some information on their timeline.
That's right. All right. Well done, sir. Well done. Enjoy it. What's the temperature in Miami today?
Oh, you really want to know, don't you?
It's hot here.
It is now currently 84.
So something.
Here in Miami Beach with just some minimal clouds. Man. We should be going up to about 90 today.
Unbelievable. Okay. How do you get a gig at Miami Beach, Evan? Come on, man.
It's all fuck, man. What can I say?
Thanks for your time. Always.
Take care.
813, Evan Brown, Fox News reporter. Okay, so facial recognition would expedite you coming in from another country.
Uh-huh.
Be all in on that. If you're a bad guy and you're going to go through the airport, I don't want to take my pick. All right, that's fine. I mean, they got everything they need.
Yeah.
There is no privacy. I promise you, the United States government can find out anything they want to know about you in a minute. So, unless you're living in a cabin in Montana and you haven't been out for 2 years and you don't have any internet and you have no connection to anybody, somebody's still got a yearbook of you, so forget about it. Sports headlines coming up.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drive Champaign. Champaign.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, that was a really, it's a great game when you win them. The other night it was horrific when the Cardinals lost in the 10th. And Ozuna dove for the ball and got by him, 2 runs scored, all that stuff. Last night felt kind of the same way. Cardinals down 4-1, didn't feel very good. And they got runs.
Yeah.
But then Philadelphia tied it, and then we went to the ninth. Anyway, a good, solid Cardinal victory.
Yep, 7-6 was the final with the Cardinals on top. They've got a game this afternoon that starts at 12:05. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5, and here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney in Philadelphia, where the Cardinals were down, but they scored 4 times in the 7th inning. The Phillies tied the game with 2 in the 8th, and Matt Carpenter hit a home run in the 9th inning. 7-6 Cardinals, but lots of twists and turns in this game.
2 crazy games in this series already. The Cardinals lost a heartbreaker in the first game, but they won a wonderful game, 7-6. They came back in it. They got big home runs. Matt Carpenter's home run in the 9th inning came out of nowhere on an 0-2 pitch, and the Cardinals also got some good relief work. Jordan Hicks finished out the game.
Hicks suffered a blown save as he gave up a 2-run double to Reese Hoskins, but then worked a 1-2-3 ninth inning to pick up his 3rd win. But Colton Wong being hit by a pitch was a turning point.
I think that was the turning point of the game. I'm not sure whether Velasquez did it on purpose or not. I'll bet he wish he hadn't hit him.
Today, the Cardinals go for the series win behind Michael Wacha against Jake Arrieta.
That would be a good game, Wacha and Arrieta.
Agreed.
That's right after 12 noon right here on ESPN 93.5. I think the Cubbies split, didn't they?
Yes, they did. 4-3 was the final of the first game, and L.A. was on top. And then the Cubs win in 10, 2-1 over L.A.
Albert Almora with the walk-off. It's only the second walk-off win for the Cubs this year. And the Cubbies now stand a half a game behind Milwaukee in the NL Central. The Cardinals are 4 back.
This afternoon, you'll hear the action at 1:20 from Wrigley on US 105.9. That's also where you could nominate a kid between 1st and 8th grade. You can also do that here on ESPN 93.5. If you'd like them to have this experience with the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp as we work with Welch's Fruit Snacks. Again, grades 1 through 8. Nominate today. We have 2 passes. July 19th is when this experience will happen with fun and educational activities on the field with Chicago Cubs second baseman Javier Baez involved.
Drawing on Friday, I think.
Exactly, yeah. The 22nd. Chicago White Sox lost to Cleveland 6-3. They've got a game at 12:10 this afternoon. On to the College World Series. Mississippi State over North Carolina, 12-2. Florida over Texas, 6-1. Oregon State and North Carolina to play tonight. And the postponed game from yesterday is the first out of the gate today. Texas State, Tech, and Arkansas. That's sports at this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We'll talk a little Mile of the Pines coming up on July 22nd. If you want to run a mile, there's 9 different areas We'll touch on that here coming up in just a moment, but it's going to be a fun night on July 22nd. It's a Sunday, and a mile race. It's one of the hotter races going. It's kind of the new wave where people like seeing how fast they can run a mile.
From beginner to elite, you can get involved. mileatthepines.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Expecting the showers and thunderstorms to come later today. Today's high 83, 68 are low tonight. Up to only 77 as we start summer. 80% chance of thunderstorms, low 66 at night. And then some evening showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for Friday with a high 74, low 62. Into the weekend, we'll get up towards 80 and down to the mid-60s with a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We've got Keith Harden on stage at Blair Park tonight. Neighborhood Nights. It starts at 6:30. Keep informed through social media if you feel like the showers are coming through. 74 ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Keith Harden's pretty darn good.
Agreed.
Yeah, 820 ESPN 93.5. 3-5.
Business Network. There's a new merger agreement between 21st Century Fox and Disney. Disney has agreed to pay more than $71 billion in cash, topping Comcast's $65 billion proposal. You've probably heard a lot about the problems malls are facing as big retailers like Macy's close stores. Well, we might be seeing something of a turnaround when it comes to those retailers. Macy's, Home Depot, and Walmart all reported an increase in same-store sales in the last quarter. So what's the best place in the world to get a meal? According to the world's 50 best restaurants list, it's Osteria Francescana in Modena, Italy, which means a big increase in that restaurant's business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big 1-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. 1-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local, small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales at gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
ESPN 93.5, it's Wednesday. Mile at the Pines coming up July 22nd. Jan Seeley, part of that whole Christie Clinic marathon team. She's in studio. Jan, how are you?
Good morning. Good.
Mile at the Pines, July 22nd, mileatthepines.com. Don Owen, superintendent of Urbana Schools. Lucky. How do you like that? I don't have to call snow days today.
Yeah, no snow days today. All right. No, very excited about Mile at the Pines.
Yeah, it's going to benefit the CU Schools Foundation. We have a little challenge. Is that what I'm understanding for teachers?
Yes. Dr. Zola, superintendent of Champaign, and I have worked out a couple challenges based on the first Mile of the Pines last year. I'm doing the same one. Urbana is going to try and maintain the win on this one, which is the number of registrants from each district.
Okay.
So employees, any employee from teachers to superintendent to food service, everyone. Even though Champaign has almost twice as many, Urbana had more registrants last year.
Yeah, didn't they really?
So, I remember handing you the prize.
Yeah, we're going for a repeat on that one. And if Urbana has more, I will donate an additional $116 to CU Schools Foundation.
Okay. District 116.
Uh-huh. District 116.
But that's not fair for Susan. She's only saving $4.
Well, we're working on that. I think that she's doing either 104 or 114.
Okay.
So she's working that four in there somewhere.
So the key is getting that word out, right? Because
yes.
Champaign needs to know that Urbana dominated.
Yes, we did. We did. And so I know a lot of teachers and administrators in Champaign. Obviously, the two districts work closely together. Friendly rivalry. And so I'm just shouting out to all of my friends in Champaign, Unit 4. Come on out to Mile to Pines. And, just try and beat us.
All right. Yeah.
It's registrants.
Yeah, a little smack talk there.
Not talking about times because... No matter what, there's a race for somebody.
Right, but there is a second challenge.
Oh, yeah, there is a second challenge that deals with times. And that's one that...
Let's go.
Yeah, Champaign actually beat us out last year, and that is the fastest employee, right? So whichever employee registrant who posts the fastest time...
Then what?
Then it's an additional $116 if it's an Urbana runner, 104, 114, whatever Dr. Zoll is willing to put up. If it's
a Champaign
runner.
Let's make it 400.
Runner.
She's not here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hey.
Four's
in it. Four.
Oh,
come
we'll
on.
Just add zeros
400.
To it.
Come on, doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Zoll is on vacation right now, so we'll...
But you're right. So there are nine different races. So when you register, you pick the race, the wave that matches your gender and your age. And there is a specific question that asks, are you a part of the Urbana or Champaign School District? So
I think it's great. And benefiting the CU Schools Foundation, it's totally appropriate. And great, and it's kind of fun. What I would be doing, Mr. Superintendent, is I'd be scouring the News Gazette honor roll and getting one of those seniors in high school that's really fast.
Yeah, so
and tell them to paint a wall and then hire them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. We're going to try to avoid that kind of ringer thing.
It's a ringer thing.
We want to make sure that this is really the actual employees who are out there. But we are. Because we're now in the summer, we're right in the middle of cross-country preseason
kind of
captains' workouts and things, and so we're hoping to
we'd
have
love
some,
to see some Urbana Tigers out there
we
running.
We had a lot of the middle school cross-country team last year and because their season had just finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping to have some of our track and field and cross-country runners out as well.
It was Shane Coulter's daughter's on my team, right?
Okay.
She just graduated. She won Syracuse.
Libby's amazing runner.
We were just talking, Shane, her dad, Country Arbor's Nursery, is one of our new sponsors this year. So we're hoping that Libby will be registering. Libby, if you're out there listening.
There you go.
Yeah. I put geraniums from Country Arbor's in my planter out front, the fountain, and Shane said, I jogged by. I said, you did what? He said, yeah, it was a 25-mile run. I just jogged by. What?
He's a serious runner.
He is.
All right, this is great. Two challenges.
As far as Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation, which is benefiting from our Mile at the Pines event, what does that do for your side of things, Don?
Yeah, so I'm actually on the board of directors for the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation, as is Dr. Zola. That's part of our duties as superintendents, but it's an amazing foundation that provides grants to teachers to really increase the innovation and excellence for our students in our schools. It really provides opportunities, and I was a beneficiary when I taught in the classroom of a CU Schools Foundation grant, and I'm a huge fan. It's a great way to do some kind of creative and out of the box thinking.
Excellent.
We are hoping for a fantastic night, July 22nd, and it's going to be warm. We know that. And the winds are coming from the south. We know that.
Yeah. Well, the 6 p.m. start, it should be starting to cool.
Calm down, too.
Yeah. People can go to church in the morning. They can go away for the weekend and come back and be in town in time
Sunday
for the
night.
First wave at 6. All the festivities are right out here at the Pines in the parking lot. We'll have tons of food.
Mm-hmm.
Riggs Beer Company is one of our new sponsors. So if you're over 21, you get a beer bracelet and get one of their great beers, and it'll just be very festive, and again, we won't be needing hot chocolate and places to keep people warm, so that was the biggest thing last year. Like, I want hot chocolate, and I want my warm clothes to get back to the...
Red Bicycle ice cream might be a good fit, and they're offering some prizes along with Casa del Mar.
Yeah, well, Casa del Mar will be donating all the first place prizes.
Awesome.
Subway's doing the second, and Red Bicycle ice cream's doing the third. So
That's
we have
great.
The nine waves. We have 16 age groups for men and women, boys and girls, so lots of winners.
And thanks to Meyer for offering their parking space here at Philo and Windsor Road, and also the Atkins Group, of course, coordinating factors here at the Pines in Urbana.
You just want to come out and be part of this July 22nd, mile at the pines.com. Don Owen, Superintendent, Unit 116, thank you so much for coming out.
You bet.
Jan Seeley, always a pleasure.
You bet. And we're doing beach towels this year. We did wool caps last year because it was winter, but now it's the summer. So everybody get, instead of a shirt, you get a really nice logo beach towel.
It's a $20 entry fee right now. Does it bump up as we get closer?
It does. It the last week.
Okay.
So register before the Sunday before, whatever that date would be, the 15th
at
midnight.
Our thing is July 22nd.
Yes.
So get on it now.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all you're doing with us, Jan. We appreciate you. ESPN 93.5. We'll check your news next. Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us. They're the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You have done it. You are here. Are you surprised, Elma, how much you like the job? When you say, okay, I got a job, I'm going to be... I mean, but now you really like it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I mean, certain calls, even if it's not maybe for us, because we definitely help Champaign and Urbana a lot, when they get certain calls, it's surprising because a lot of people are like, oh, no, you know, armed subject or something like that. They'll be like, okay, we're going to go the other way. But for us, it's like, okay, we got
to
go that way.
You run to the danger. You run to the danger.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Let's face it, you're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bowl & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Bowl & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. The softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Bowl & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Bowl & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off at bowlandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Unfortunately, feeding your lawn also means feeding your weeds. But there is a solution. BioAdvanced All-in-One at a great low price every day at the Home Depot. It's the all-in-one solution that kills grassy weeds, including crabgrass, all while feeding and strengthening your lawn. Your weeds won't like it, but they won't be around to complain. BioAdvanced All-in-One at a great low price every day. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A House Republican immigration bill up for a vote this week would have families crossing the United States border kept together in custody while their cases are heard. The kids have been taken away.
House Republicans who attended a meeting with President Trump said the president told them that Ivanka Trump told her father that she's concerned about the policy and doesn't want it to occur. The president supports a House bill that links an end to the family separations to passage of a wider bill on immigration, which would include funding for a border wall with Mexico.
Fox's John Decker. President Trump hits the campaign trail today.
The president travels to Duluth to campaign for Minnesota's 8th congressional candidate, Pete Stauber, in what some call another test case in Republican loyalty. After the president celebrated the defeat of South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford, who criticized the president.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign City Council members were busy last night. They passed an ordinance banning drinking and loitering in city parking lots and metered spaces. Starting in July, drivers using those spaces won't be able to do anything not related to parking. The council also finalized construction on Bristol Place, and construction can now begin on the low-income housing, with 90 units going there. A section of I-55 in central Illinois buckled in the high temperatures. Crews are working to fix a section of I-55 northbound near Williamsville. That's about 10 miles northeast of Springfield. The middle and left lanes there have been closed for repairs that could take several days. You might have to get your morning caffeine in a different place. Starbucks has announced it plans to close 150 company-operated underperforming stores next year. The Starbucks CEO, Kevin Johnson, said the recent performance is not acceptable. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Would we ever have believed that people would spend $5 to $7 for a cup of coffee?
I know it.
I go to the iHotel Starbucks. I hope that one stays open. I'll go there and I'll just get, and by the way, refills are like a dollar.
Right.
Really nice. Anyway, on any cup.
And you have the special cup, I thought.
No, I don't think it's a special.
Okay.
It's a refill.
Okay.
It's like a dollar. Dollar five, dollar ten, whatever it is, it's fantastic. So, and it's really strong coffee. I generally can't drink the whole thing.
I've been to the Starbucks in Seattle, the original one, and, you know, it started back in the late 70s. My sister Linda lives in Seattle, and, you know, great experience, but my goodness, the coffee is so expensive. It's,
and then you wait for it and get called up and everything else. But, you know, back in the day when you're getting a cup of coffee for a dollar in, you know, the boutique stuff, and you're thinking, we're really going to pay, you know, $7.50? But people do it every day. I mean, it's amazing how we evolve. Don't forget, Value Check, Cost Plus Food, broadcasting live this Friday, 7 to 9, selling you a gallon of milk for 10 cents and a dozen egg for 10 cents. That's 5 gallons. That's the limit. 5 gallons of milk, 5 cartons of eggs for $1 because we love you. But only between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., so it's kind of going to have to be a special planning thingy because you're so busy in the morning. So that's coming up this Friday morning for those that are able to come. That's the deal I was able to strike. A dollar for 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs. It's fun to do stuff like this. But they just want you to see their store, just to see the 8-foot aisles and the carpeted floors at Value Check, 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. Cost plus food. And I think the bottom line is kind of like a Ruler or an Aldi. So if you want to check it out sometime, they got it's a bigger store, so they probably have more selection, I would think. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Got some clouds right now, and the chance of rain's at 80% today. We've got a high 83, down to 68 this evening. 77 on the first day of summer tomorrow, down to 67 at night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms at 80%. 90% chance of rain as we wrap up the week on Friday. We've got a high 74 expected, though, and that's our temperature now on ESPN 93.5.
Wonder what ever happened to Boz Scaggs, 1970s guy.
Great stuff.
I always liked his music. 8:37, our friend political strategist with Clifton Network Partners, Camera Clifton. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Good morning.
President Trump meets with GOP on immigration as battle at the border continues. This is sweet. This is midterm rile up the blue. I don't think Democrats want this to end. This is really... No, I'm serious. I think that it's going to have to be a standalone... No separation children from parents, and the Democrats will be forced to vote for it if it's standalone. And I hope they do that. This is the first president in the last two that has actually followed the laws. I hope Republicans and Democrats can do this. We need 60 votes in the Senate. That's why you have to have Democrats. And right now, Chuck Schumer sounds camera that, yeah, we're good. The president can do this, and let's whip it up.
Well, I think, you know, since you brought up Senator Schumer, I think that one of the most honest things that I've heard a quote from him of late is that this is not about those kids. This is about politics. This is all about the Democrats regaining a majority in the House. And so whatever, you know, has to be thrown to the media wolves, then that's what it's going to be. I think one of the things that's disappointing to me, every news cycle I have this, and it's the rage makes us deaf to reason. So if you don't have reason, then you really can't work through these issues. And they're big, and we've got more looming. I mean, this is the one du jour. So I'm cautiously optimistic that something will happen with one of those bills, but neither of them really prevents, you know, 70,000 people a year flooding over the border and us not being able to do much about it.
I don't understand when you can't have a legitimate conversation with somebody on the left to just simply say, I'm not anti-immigrant at all. I'm pro-system. Ellis Island turned people away if they were sick. We have to, if you crawl into any other country, you're arrested and you're going to jail. Why is that such a foreign thought to us?
Because in those countries, they're not desperate for the vote. They don't get anything. It just costs them.
Hmm.
Here, we don't get much. I mean, we do get some cheap labor out of it. We get a lot of crime. And we get, the Democrats get votes. We get illegal immigrants taking benefits.
How do they vote, though? If they're illegals, how do they vote?
Well, they vote illegally. They vote illegally. That goes on all over the country all the time. And there are about three fabulous books that have been written about that you can, you know, pick up. You just Google illegal immigration voting in U.S. elections, and it'll give you, like, all these resources.
I want you to write a book explaining where we cross the line from absolute no common sense, doesn't make any sense, just like this whole Peter Strzok. He wasn't biased. Who's buying any of that? And it just, can you flip
it? I have something.
Camera, flip it. Have an anti-Hillary and be on the cover of everything for months.
Right. So I got two comments around that. And I actually am thinking about writing a book, so you'll just need to keep encouraging me.
Okay, good. Go for it.
That's a big time consumer. Okay. But one thing is, I want you to think about when they took him, when they took Strzok out of, like being the head of things that he shouldn't have even been involved with. Do you know where they put him temporarily? In the HR department.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's so good at
ethics, right?
Yeah, exactly, and setting the standards for everyone. The second thing that triggered something that you said was, so all of this angst, all of this guilt, all of this anxiety and loud rage over immigrant children who are being brought into the country illegally, let's just put them back over the border, build the wall, and call it good. But in the meantime, when was the last time that you saw a television newscaster, Maddow, to be specific, mm-hmm. crying over the tens of thousands every day of children sleeping in the offices of DHS office of facilities because there's no place for them to go and there's no money to... Have you ever heard of that?
No. Listen, no. And there's also
a
tremendous amount of smuggling and adults with children that aren't their kids.
Right.
And they know the system. They're using the system. Nobody wants to separate the children from the real parents. Nobody wants that. But you can change it with some legislation this week. And here's hoping and praying they do it, because I would not give them this political hot potato. The Democrats want to keep it because it's really riling up the country. So take it away, because and maybe even do a press conference or some sort of speech from the Oval Office explaining what you're going to do with the end game, saying, I am ordering that they stay together and defuse the thing.
Well, you know, the problem, I'm with you up to the place where we order them to stay together. Here's the problem with that, and you mentioned it. We don't have any way, no way at all, of knowing if these people are actually related or if they're just smuggling in children for God knows what reason.
Well, that's why I suggested a DNA test. I know it's expensive, but...
Well, take time, and there's too many people. But in too many people, we never process all those DNA tests.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you know, we're always dealing with the after effect. Why don't we just deal with the reason that we keep having this problem is twofold. One is we are not protecting our borders. They are incredibly porous. That's just old news. But we've got to do that. The second thing that's not talked about very much is that while we are letting these people migrate and then immigrate illegally into our country at about, 70,000 a year, we are funneling taxpayer dollars into their country to save their countries. Guatemala is a perfect example of that. We give them about $1.3 billion a year in what's called noted aid, so that's recorded, God knows what we do through NGOs and you know, churches and all the people that go down there to look after all that they're up to. They have a median age of 21. Hmm. 21 because of their civil war and all that.
Wow.
So think about that. If they have that kind of migration out of Guatemala every year, what does that do to their country, and what does that mean to our taxpayer investment in their country?
Yeah. Okay, Cameron, how do people find you?
LinkedIn. Just go to LinkedIn and put my name in, Cameron Clifton, and it'll come up, and you can message me. We can connect, and then you'll see my posts, and we can correspond.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
God bless you. You take care. Thanks for having me.
God bless you. Cameron Clifton in Dallas.
And we can re-listen to that, ESPNCU.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah. They're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When thinking about your past blunders, here's great advice. Let your past make you better, not bitter. Reviewing the past is not a bad idea if the goal is to learn from it and not repeat the same mistake. But being chained by the past is harmful. We don't get rid of yesterday by talking about it all the time. We get rid of its effect on us by learning from it and moving forward. When the past becomes the present, we lose the future. Today is a fresh opportunity. Your past has given you the strength and wisdom you have today, so celebrate it and don't let it haunt you. Sometimes life does not turn the way you expected or hoped. That doesn't mean you can't be happy. If you don't limit yourself to your first version of your life, there's always a bright future ahead. The past is behind. Learn from it. The future is ahead. Prepare for it. The present is here. Live it and enjoy it. Let your past make you better, not bitter. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
8:47, we check your sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Cardinals win yesterday. 7-6 was the final. They've got a game this afternoon that starts at 12:05 here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs split with L.A. yesterday. Boy, 15 hours of games since the last one went into 10 innings. And we've got a game this afternoon from Wrigley at 1:20. We've also got Cleveland that beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3 yesterday. And they've got an afternoon game also. In the College World Series, Mississippi State over North Carolina, 12-2. Florida over Texas, 6-1. Texas Tech and Arkansas postponed to the first game out of the gate today. Then Oregon State and North Carolina will play. Michael Massey, congratulations. I was just looking at his 53 games. 282 chances, 115 putouts, one error. He's one of the guys that could get that Golden Glove Award with the American Baseball Coaches Association. Way to go, Michael Massey.
All right, 8:48, check your weather coming up.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Got some clouds now. The chance of showers at 80%. Today's high 83, 69 our low tonight. Thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow. High 79 expected, 66 our low in the evening. Up to 75 on Friday, but that chance of rain at 90%. Currently 76 on ESPN 93.5.
Remember Matthew McConaughey, great actor. I really like him. He was at the Academy Awards, won an Academy Award several years ago.
Yes.
And just had a wonderful speech.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned God in the speech. Generally,
yes.
You don't hear Hollywood people saying anything about faith or God. Chris Pratt did that at the MTV Awards. I don't know if you heard this, but this is kind of an edited, quick version of some of the things actor Chris Pratt, now very famous because of Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Jurassic Park.
And Jurassic Park and Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt, MTV Awards.
You have a soul. Be careful with it. If you're strong, be a protector, and if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that. Doesn't matter what it is, earn it. A good deed, reach out to someone in pain, be of service. It feels good, and it's good for your soul. God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted. God bless you. Please get home safely.
Oh.
Thank you.
You don't generally hear that from a Hollywood type because they're afraid.
That's right.
I think there's more than just Chris Pratt in Hollywood that have a faith and believe.
Sure.
But they don't want to. Now, at this point in his life, he's good. Mm-hmm. He's a big star.
He'll be 39 tomorrow.
39 years old. Wasn't he in Third Rock with the U of I guy?
Yes.
Okay.
And Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
Is he in Third Rock? And Parks and Recreation was the U of I guy.
That's right.
Yeah. Chris Pratt, I thought terrific and going viral, by the way, from MTV. All right. Cardinals today, just after the noon hour. It's the Cardinals in Philadelphia. They're four games out in the NL Central. Cubbies a half game behind Milwaukee. They'll play this afternoon from Wrigley against the Dodgers. Cubbies got to go back to Milwaukee. Man, a lot of road games with Milwaukee.
Milwaukee won yesterday over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because I think the Cardinals have a four-game set with Milwaukee this weekend. They're big for the Cubs to be watching that as well.
Uh-huh.
It still remains a very, very tight National League Central. We cover it here. ESPN with the Cardinals and US 105.9. With the Cubbies. Don't forget, if you want to save money, RadioRefunds.com. Got all kinds of gift cards for less, stuff you can use and save a bunch of money. Go to RadioRefunds.com. Check out all the things we have on sale. And don't forget, Value Check Friday. I'll be broadcasting at 1914 Glen Park Drive. It's a grocery store from 7 to 9 a.m. 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs, $1 for everything. 10-cent milk, 10-cent dozen eggs. Going to be fun.
Put that in your day planner to join Stevie J at Value Check on Friday
morning.
I see a text in that says it's pretty lengthy, but essentially saying that American politics in Washington don't care about the children. They just care about their agenda.
I think that might be right. More tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the
Jeremy
day.
Jeremy Warner next. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. It's summertime, and that means Country Arbors is freshly stocked with new perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. A time when other places are emptying their shelves, we continue need to bring a new product we've grown in our greenhouses and the best growers in the country. But we also have to make room, so we're having a big sale. All our annuals and tropicals are 20% off. All begonias, petunias, zinnias, mandevilla, and more are all 20% off. And our trees, they're all 10% off, 20% if you buy three or more. And on super sales, our favorite crab, Royal Raindrops, it's 25% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or visit our new website at countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
A job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spherion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spherion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spherion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spherion at 217-359-4488 for more information. And put us to work for you today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Here's our Mile at the Pines Minute, brought to you by Anna Shopoff from State Farm Insurance. Call for a quote at 239-4282 or visit her office at the Pines in Urbana. Co-directors Jan Seeley and Mike Lindemann here. Mike, there's still time to sign up, right?
There's plenty of time. You can sign up for the run and the wave of your choice. There's 9 separate mile races for all ages and all abilities.
Mike, what does each wave winner receive?
Each wave winner receives a body and soul gift certificate and the plaque, We'll also be presenting three Deep Awards donated by businesses from the Pines in 16 different age groups.
Jen, tell us who's sponsoring this event.
Our sponsors are Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Buffon Salon, Busey, Carl, Casa Del Mar, Christie Clinic, Country Arbor's Nursery, Lumen Events, Meyer, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, Stevie J Broadcasting, Subway, and the Atkins Group.
July 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. near Philo and Windsor Roads to help out CU Schools Foundation. For more information, go to mileatthepines.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J, and I'm officially a hard-working man. ESPN 93.5 and Spherion Staffing have partnered for the 2018 Hardworking Man Series. I've already got my hands dirty at several businesses in Champaign-Urbana. I've been to work at Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer, and Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I got a little sweaty at Car-X and did some AC tune-ups with the guys at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. I'm a hard-working man. Oh, yeah. Follow along with me on the job at ESPNCU.com or on Facebook by searching ESPNCU, and there's more work to be done. Look for me hard at work in the coming weeks at Tapman's Towing, Spring Green, and Mobile Meter with Champaign Public Works. The Hardworking Man Series is brought to you by Cindy Summers and her team at Spherion Staffing Services with offices in Savoy, Decatur, and Charleston. Go to ESPNCU.com to learn more today.